Welcome to Haptic Podcast, and in this podcast, we'll be exploring the fascinating world of data storytelling. I am your host, Tosin Tender, and I have with me Joshua Ogunnaike, aka Ijebu Bills.
Know it.
Yeah. Say hi, Joshua.
Hello, people. Yeah. Ijebu Bills here.
Okay. So in today's episode, we'll delve into the art of telling amazing story with data. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. So we were talking about data and storytelling. When you hear the word data and storytelling, does it not make you wonder how they fit together? I don't know, maybe it's just me, but when I first heard data storytelling, I was like, okay, what's this?
Right, yeah, because like data, when you hear data, the first thing that comes to your mind, maybe, your data bundle.
But, we're talking about data in terms of market research and all of that. So
yeah,
when you hear data and storytelling, you know, well, for me, I feel like data is somewhat boring. So when you're saying storytelling, it makes it kind of interesting. Even
reels,
that alone.
Reels, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Like, okay, so what is this about?
Interesting.
So you actually might be wondering, like I was wondering when I heard data for the first time, how data and storytelling fit together.
How they're gonna make it work.
Yeah, but actually it is entirely incredible to tell an interesting story with data. So let's get started, yeah?
Yeah.
Everyone knows that obtaining accurate data, not just any kind of data, is crucial when it comes to data collection. And the real challenge lies in how you present the data to stakeholders or your clients. So this is where storytelling comes in. And it's very, very important and essential to understand why. Stories have a kind of magical effect on our brain. When you are telling somebody something about maybe a serious matter. And I remember then when we were in school, our teachers would, maybe when they notice that we are not paying attention in the class.
When we're withdrawn.
Especially math. Math can be so tiring. Oh my God. When you see data, you say math. Yeah.
Right. it's together.
Yes. So there's this particular mathematics teacher. When it comes, so for me, I had various stories. So when he notices that we're not paying attention, he just pushes in a story. And his stories are always hilarious, that when he tells a story, we just laugh. And then he calls us back, then we pay attention.
Exaggerated stories though.
Like, okay, so I don't want to start saying all those stories that he told us, but these stories were legit funny. So from him, I got to hear some jokes. After secondary school, I started hearing the joke. You know this joke about?
Stuck.
Yes, you know the joke about two things will happen.
Okay. Yeah. That, yeah. It was a minus joke.
Yes.
As well.
Yes. But for me, I had the joke. So my point exactly. Let's not digress too much.
Yeah.
Is that stories kind of help us? It has a magical effect on our brain. It kind of attracts our attention. It captivates our attention.
Even to what we see as maybe boring.
Yes. It kind of like, you know, it kind of make us.
It makes you attentive.
It makes us attentive and it makes us try to internalize, the information better.
Relate with it.
Yes,
right?
It makes us internalize the information better. And it's quite fascinating. Don't you think it's fascinating?
Yeah, to be honest. You know, storytelling is often underrated in the business world. Where seriousness prevails, you know.
Because in the business world, there's too much seriousness. Like, I can't believe that you can't want to explain to, you know, CEOs, maybe there's a presentation and then you start saying, okay, based on this presentation, I want to tell you a story. Oh, they'll first look at you like, oh God, you're this serious like this.
Which is why you have to have the skill of storytelling as well.
Yes. So, but imagine if you could blend data with storytelling. The possibilities are just so, so endless. Now let's explore what data storytelling is all about.
Of course. A data story is a narrative constructed around a set of data, you know, that puts them into context and frames the, broader implications. Let's say it's like crafting a compelling tale, you know, that resonates with your audience and leaves a lasting impact.
Yeah. And you actually have to leave a lasting impact. If you are trying to like explain something that somebody will not forget for a very long time, it has to have a kind of impact. So now when we're talking about data story, you know, we just heard what data story is, and he was saying that it's a narrative constructed around a set of data. So now data storytelling involves the art of using data visualization and narrative techniques to engage and inform a larger audience. It can just be an audience of one, and it can be an audience of about a number of people. You educate them and engage them and inform them about insights and patterns and trends in data and what have you. And trust me, when you do it right, it can be a game changer, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, can actually make you look like you know. The fact is that you actually really have to understand what you're saying so that you can pass your message well across, with your story. So where do we begin? The first step is to understand the story you want to tell with data. You have to first understand the story you want to tell with data.
Yeah. And so, I believe you should take a deep dive into the numbers, you know, using the figures, connecting the dots, and outline a clear narrative, basically, you know. That keeps your storytelling impactful and focused.
Yes, exactly.
Because, you know, they can get to... The storytelling brings out the data, you know, so it gets the point of giving them that impact and pinpointing what you want them to see.
Yes, so also, when you are thinking about your story, yes, you have a story you want to tell, but who are the people that are going to be listening to your story? Who are people that are going to be maybe reading your story?
Interested or listening? In it as well.
Yes. So who are your audience in a nutshell?
Especially because it's data.
Yes. So, and when it comes to data, your audience are not restricted to, you know, a particular kind of niche. It can be anybody. Somebody that actually tells you that, oh, I need data and I need to transfer information that you can turn to data. It has that to be a professional.
Of course.
It can be a non-professional. When we're talking about your audience, you have to know who your audience is. So tailoring your story based on their preference is very crucial. Like, you need to ask yourself some certain questions. Are you addressing data scientists who are hungry for statistics and reports?
Yeah.
And or perhaps you are addressing an executive team that just wants to know the business implication of what data you have
they
gathered.
They just want to see the gaps. And
like, that's what they are really interested in. So you have to know if you're talking to data scientists or you're talking to business executives. Understanding your audience ensures that your message hits the mark. It hits that point, you know?
Yeah, it hits the target.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So as we craft our data story, visuals, they play a vital role. Like, when we use visuals like, Joshua, help me now.
Okay, like graphs, you know, like charts. Basically, you know, visuals stick longer than words.
Yes.
But of course, storytelling is important because, you know, it keeps the interest alive. Now, adding the visuals, it just makes everything perfect, really.
Mm-hmm. And when you use infographics as well, it's also a form of visual that you can use.
Ordinarily, looking at infographics, it sort of excites you. It's data that is brought alive with visuals.
Yes, exactly. So it actually makes it easy to grasp whatever it is that you are. Because for some people, they're not interested in the numbers. Just come and show me that, okay, you give me a circle, and then in part of the circle, there are people that are doing this, some people are doing this.
One is higher than the
other.
Yes,
like, that's all I'm interested in knowing.
And if your story can just match.
Yes. Now, the important thing is you knowing what story you want to tell, and then knowing your audience. Now, you have known your story and your audience. Also, remember that when it comes to visuals, visuals actually help us. It imprints on our brain and enhance our understanding.
We'll go on a very short break and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're welcome back to Haptic Podcast. Now comes the moment of truth. How do you tell a great story with data? Like, how do you say, okay, I want to, like, I don't know, for me, it's more like data is too boring for you to now have a story for it. So you're not thinking about data and story. How do you make it great such that you can, you know, leave that kind of lasting impression? Now, the first thing you need to do, first and foremost, is you need to exude confidence, you know, when presenting your insights. So you need to be confident. You know, one thing about presentation is confidence. Any kind of presentation, So, right? And if you are telling a story, you're supposed to, you want to allow your audience, you want them to be free with what you are telling them, you want them to grasp what you are telling them. I knew that you are trying to make them, you know, understand. You should have this level of confidence when you are presenting your insights, like, okay, I know what I'm saying, and
I'm sure.
I'm very sure what I'm saying. You want them to trust your narrative. Like, that's it. You need to make them trust you when you're giving them that story.
Of course. But, you know, just to proceed, you have to start with, like, a captivating introduction, right? Mm-hmm. That sets the context of your story. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people start with jokes, you know, but you can choose what works for you.
Yeah, I remember one teacher, too, when I was in secondary school.
Yeah, your teacher. Oh, my God.
Like, teacher comes, when he comes to class, he starts with a joke. And then, I remember there's one of our teachers, this one does not start with a joke, but in between, it just comes, there was one song that he taught us on Pythagoras Theorem. Oh my God, that song is so suggestive.
So it just chips it in.
It just chips it in. But, you know, like you were saying.
Yeah, so, you know, you just start with that introduction that should be captivating. And of course, if your story is already proceeding, like she said, you can also, you know, put something that sets the tone in as well. And what do you really aim to explain? What questions would your story answer as you are capturing the data, you know, as well as how it can then identify the challenges that the data, you know, wants to address and solve, you know, all the gaps that the partners you are explaining to.
Yes, I know the interesting part about story is that there needs to be, you don't just start the story, you give us the climax and then you bring it down.
Yeah.
No, it has to build up, you know, like try to put some intrigues, you know. You can start telling them, you are trying to present your data. You I feel like people like to hear bad news first before the good news.
Mm-hmm. And then you can just explore the twist, right?
Yes, like a plot twist.
Yeah.
Well, as a storyteller, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So as you reveal your findings, you try to paint a vivid picture of how you arrived at your insights and then engage your listeners with the story behind the data. Like, how did you come up with gathering the data? What are the things that you did? Like, what's the story behind it? There's always a story behind everything.
Right.
So you have to tell them what you did to actually get the data. Then you introduce the turning points. You keep them hooked. You know, like you want them to be eager to, okay.
Yeah, that's, so, what I was about to say. Like, you have to just engage them in a way that, like you said, reels them in earlier. You know, reels them into the story and also the point is the data, really. The story is just, you know, the way to get it across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, like, you make them hooked. Like, you know, something is coming to my head right now. You know, when you're telling somebody something, and then you're like, and then like,
Like a suspense.
Yes, like, and then you're like, okay, so hold on, I'm going to tell you later. They'll be like, oh my God, why did you start? Yeah, like, why did you start this thing? Really? You not finish it.
Yeah.
So, keeping your audience, the first thing, don't forget, is confidence. And then when you have gained their confidence, try to build up your story in such a way that, you know, they'll be so interested. You don't want them standing up and leaving your presentation when you just started.
Or even reacting as if they are
Like, you know, they can even just stop you in between, like, pause, like, I don't understand what I'm saying.
I've seen that happen in the past, and, you know, it was not a very pretty sight.
So. It can be pretty, like, I know that it can be pretty, so... Finally, offer well thought out recommendations and solutions based on the available data. Help your audience resolve conflicts or answer burning questions. You know, it's the ultimate takeaway they are waiting for. Like, they want to answer questions. Of course, when they are coming to you, when they say, oh, I want to run a research based on something, 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 there is a problem.
Exactly.
There's a problem. What they want is solution and how they can, you know,
They need recommendations and
So that's why you are going to, and that's so that I can make it easier for them to understand. That's why you are inserting storytelling
exactly
inside presenting your data.
It just makes it it just makes it smooth, so you don't have to talk or answer the same question over and over and over again.
Yes, and that's what they are waiting for. They just want you to answer their question. Like, they know that it's going to take a lot, and that is the work you or maybe the data analyst is doing.
Yeah.
I knew that you're going to explain the data. You should explain it in a way that they can understand.
Some people will be like, maybe you should just let them read the reports or whatever. Mm. But, you know, it's good to be able to present it. If you can present that data, you're going to go places.
Yes, and like you said from the beginning, storytelling with data, it goes hand in hand, and it can be very amazing when you use it right. So in the end, at the end of it all, summarize your key insights, leaving your audience with clear understanding, make them understand very well, you know, the importance of data, the importance of the data you're trying to present. And remember, storytelling is not just about data, right? It's about, you know, creating a compelling and memorable experience for your listener. It's one thing for you. You know, there are some stories that are boring, like when they say boring.
But there are some that would just take you from like, the beginning.
For example, you remember that example that I made of my teacher in secondary school?
Your teacher again.
Like, my teacher again. This is that story of my teacher that I said, if he didn't leave a compelling, you know, stuff for us, I wouldn't even be able to remember. You know how many years ago that is? That's like donkey years. Oh my God. Yeah. So if your story is compelling, it kind of tends to make them remember that, oh, this is what we didn't do right, this is what this person said. In fact, if they are amongst themselves, they can actually, you know, if one person is forgetting what, you know, the solutions you preferred, they'll say, oh, see, remember that this person said it this way and this way.
Of course, if something they can resonate with, it brings it all back.
Yes, that's true. It brings it back. Remember, storytelling is not just about the data, it's about creating that memorable experience for your listeners. So, my dear listeners, our dear listeners, right?
Of course.
please don't underestimate the power of storytelling in market research. You know, data insights, when prepared through compelling stories, can drive actionable steps and elevate decision making to new heights. Yeah. Do you agree?
100%.
And Joshua, it's really nice being this with you, like we gel, right?
Yeah, it makes sense. It's a dream duo.
That wraps up this episode of Haptic Podcast. I hope you find our journey into the world of data storytelling enlightening and inspiring. If you have any questions or want to know more about the data storytelling or our services, feel free to drop us an email at info@webhaptic.com. And to explore further, visit our website at www.webhaptic.com. Haptic Podcast is brought to you by Webhaptic Intelligence. And Webhaptic Intelligence is a 360-degree market research firm headquartered in Lagos, Nigeria, with a Pan-African footprint. I've had with me Joshua Ogunaike, a data analyst from Webhaptic Intelligence, guest co-hosting with me, and it's been a pleasure doing this with him. This is Tosin Tender, unlocking the power of data through storytelling. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, see you.